Joining us now, outstanding pitcher for the Marlins, for the Yankees, for the Mets, and the Blue Jays, Al Leiter, now an outstanding announcer. Welcome to Kill Me and Friends.
How are you, Brian?
Good. Al, are you surprised it was a swing and a miss for everybody on the ballot?
No. You know what? Roger Clemens' comment of, that it wasn't a surprise or he wasn't that shocked. I think Brian, as you know, I know you're a baseball fan, there was just way too much talk. We knew that this was going to happen. We were waiting for yesterday of surefire Hall of Famers based on their numbers, their statistics, and then it came into a question. And I think really the voters, I don't know how you looked at it or what you've been discussing this morning. To me, the baseball writers really made a discernible difference between those who, where there's whispers and smoke, and those players who have tangible evidence tied to steroid use. You look at Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, 37-36% respectively, roughly a third of the voters from the baseball writers. Differential between what Sammy Sosa got at 12.5%. I thought that was big because really Sammy was mentioned in the threshold testing in 2003. So there was a tangible evidence that he did something. Yeah. The tangible evidence, I know everybody's saying, well, Barry didn't know what he used, the clear, the smear, whatever he said that he unknowingly took. And then Roger just, the long drawn out, congressional hearings. Did he lie to Congress? There was just too much. So I think really as baseball fans, will see how the writers will turn will be next year. How many of those punished Barry and Roger at the 37-36%, and how much does it go up, if any? And that'll determine that as to, because there's nothing material difference in the statistics that will change based on knowing that these guys are surefire Hall of Famers other than the steroid use.
It's unbelievable,
potential.
Too, Al, because you pitched against Barry Bonds so often through his career. He had three MVPs before any steroid use, we think, or two at least. He went from 180 to 235 in before our eyes. So you'd have to suspend logic. You don't even need a court, I imagine, if you're a sports writer. Let me ask you if this figures into it. If I walked to Al Leiter's locker room, you would turn around and talk to me. And a lot of these guys would. I actually had no problem with Roger Clemens either. Just answer a question. Derek Jeter obviously doesn't say anything, but is always polite. Barry Bonds treated the press horribly, and they're not going to bend over backwards to put him in.
I agree. I think, where you're going, a couple things. Sabermetrics has helped and hurt certain players. There's no doubt about it. Sabermetrics helped Burt Blyleven eventually get in based on the strikeouts to innings ratio.
Right.
I think sabermetrics hurt Jack Morris. I think Jack Morris is a Hall of Famer. I do. I think it was the premier pitcher through the 80s, certainly top two or three. And at the 67%, he only went up 1%. But sabermetrics has also helped the inability or the separation for biased votes, as you said, with, there are voters out there, there's 569, BBWAA voters that have, in the past, when you don't vote, Joe DiMaggio in, or people left Ted Williams off the ballot, really? So I think with all the additional statistical analysis that goes on, it's hard to just be biased, just say, hey, I didn't like Barry Bonds, I'll never vote for him.
Well,
there are still those voters out there, but you're right. I mean, you've been in enough locker rooms and spoke to a lot of the players of different sports. There's no doubt about it. There are voters that will tend to just not vote for somebody because they don't like them.
And Al, you know this, we're getting so heartbreak. Mike Piazza, you pitched to him. Do you believe he'll get in?
I do. This is where, you're right. I didn't mention Mike Piazza and Jeff Bagwell. This is my problem with it. I sat, Brian, next to Mike Piazza for 7 years as a Met. He was right next to me. It was my locker and then Mike. While my comment may seem naive, because, there is an eye test. There is an eye chart for it. And Mike did get bigger. But this is my problem with it. And this is how I separated my votes from a guy like Bagwell, who also got bigger.
Thanks so much, Al. Kill Me and Friends.